Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday and Isaac Bruce. You know, Isaac not with us this week. Isaac busy, had to take care of some business, so he's not with us this week. I'm riding this thing solo, and a lot of big news to talk about this week. The Rams. We've been talking about it. They've been talking about it. People have been wondering, were the Rams going to trade away and dump Jared Goff for a quarterback this offseason? Pretty much any quarterback this offseason, because it hasn't been working for Goff and the Rams the last couple of seasons. And you know what? Looks like Les Snead and Sean McVay have done that. The Rams making big news, trading Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions for quarterback Matthew Stafford. Now, the Rams gave up a lot of draft wealth to do this, but it is the right thing to do because Jared's time in L.A., it was over. You know, Rams fans had enough. I think the Los Angeles Rams players had enough. Los Angeles Rams front office had enough, and it was time for Jared to move on. Now, hey, Jared did some great things in L.A., led us to a Super Bowl, but these last couple of seasons, just the inconsistency and not being able to count on him and not knowing whether he's going to play well and exactly what he's going to do caused the Rams to finally go out and look for a trade partner, and they found a trade partner with the Detroit Lions. And luckily, Les Snead, dealing with new general manager and a new, you know, front office executives in Detroit, people who came over from the LA Rams, so they already had a pre-existing relationship and got this deal made, and I absolutely love it. Matthew Stafford coming to a Los Angeles Rams squad, and it lets you know that Les Snead, Sean McVay, they feel like the only thing missing for this Rams squad this year, last year, was just a good quarterback. Not only a good quarterback, but a great quarterback, and they gave up a lot. Now, the Rams trading Jared Goff, as I said, to the Detroit Lions. The Lions getting a third-round pick in this year's NFL draft for the Rams. The Rams also giving Detroit a 2022 first-round pick and a 2023 first-round pick. So in order to send Goff to Detroit, the Rams giving up two first-round picks and a third pick in this year's NFL draft. And we already know we gave up a couple of first-round picks to Jacksonville to get Jalen Ramsey. It lets you know that Les Snead and Sean McVay, the Rams, said, hey, man, look, we trying to win right now. We ain't going to worry about next year. We ain't going to worry about the year after. We trying to win right now. And I think bringing Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams, to L.A., will help the Rams do just that. Because we all know the Rams coming off a season, man, where they pretty much blew having, you know, the best defense in the NFL. That Rams defense, that straight ball is Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Floyd, Michael Brockers, those dudes just balled out this past season, man. The number one defense in the NFL. It did get us to the playoffs, and call it like it is, we made it to the playoffs. We won a playoff game because of the defense. But we lost that playoff game because of the lack of productivity from the offense. But even though Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers did have a, they didn't have a field day, but they gave our Rams defense a lot of problems in that playoff game. But anyway, man, hey, Jared Goff is out of there. Rams fans finally got what they wanted. But some Rams fans love Jared Goff and wanted to keep him. And I can understand that because Jared Goff has provided the Rams with some great memories and some great moments. But the fact of the matter is, it was time to trade him in. And I just love this move. I love Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. Now, his problem is he's been playing for just a sorry Detroit Lions team. Fact of the matter, He's been the star of that squad for years. He was the number one overall pick in the 2009 NFL draft coming out of Georgia. And ever since then, he's just been struggling at Detroit, man. It seems like he didn't have 1,000 head coaches. So it's like they always, you know, they got a lot of turnover, a lot of changes. But all Matthew Stafford has continued to do is just straight ball out. I mean, he's the Lions' all-time leading passer in every passing category. Everyone. Now, Detroit has had some great players in the history of the franchise, but as far as quarterbacks are concerned, they haven't had many great quarterbacks, but he is the greatest Detroit Lions quarterback. A man has thrown for more than 45,000 yards in his career, 282 touchdowns. I mean, he can sling that thing, and he's tough. He's mobile. Well, he's more mobile than Jerry Goff. He's more accurate than Jerry Goff, and he's been more consistent than Jerry Goff. Now, he has dealt with some injuries, but at one point, I think Matthew Stafford has started like almost 140 straight games. So he's a tough dude. I love this move. I mean, Jerry Goff, man, hey, thank you for what you did. It's not personal. This is business. And I applaud Les Snead and Sean McVay, the Rams front office and the Rams for doing this because, hey, man, you gave up a lot to get Jalen Ramsey and that ain't paid off. That has paid off. So now you give up a lot to give Matthew Stafford. And not only that, yeah, you get rid of Jerry Goff, man. So Rams fans have something to be excited about. As I said, I'm extremely happy with this move. And I think it is the right thing to do. I'm looking forward to see what Matthew Stafford is going to do because he does have some weapons to deal with. Robert Woods, you know, he's a baller. Cooper Kupp is a baller. Tyler Higbee is a baller. Gerald Everett, these dudes are ballers. He has dudes to throw with, throw to. And we know what's going on with their running game. So that's looking great in the hands of Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson. So, I mean, I just love it. You add Matthew Stafford, not only that with his physical tools and his physical ability, but you add Matthew Stafford with the brilliant offensive mind of Sean McVay and those two coming together, man. You just really, really have some nice things happening. And I'm really, really looking forward to this. And I really, really want to see how this is going to work out. And I think it's going to work out well. I mean, he's going to be a great addition to the squad. Definitely going to be an upgrade at the quarterback position. It's going to be a great addition to the offense. And I think he's going to be a great addition to the locker room because I think Matthew Stafford is a leader. Really hadn't heard too much, you know, I really hadn't heard anything negative about him. So he's a good locker room guy. And it seemed like dudes like him. He just played for a sorry Detroit Lions team. And being in Detroit and playing for a sorry Detroit Lions team, Matthew Stafford really hadn't gotten a lot of, you know, a lot of attention and publicity because they don't show Detroit Lions football games on national television. You don't see what Detroit is doing, but you watch the highlight shows and you see what Matthew Stafford has been able to do. He's been a baller. So I'm excited that the Rams are bringing Stafford to L.A. to play with this Rams squad. Now, the Rams, the defense may not look the same next season, but you're still going to have Aaron Donald. You're still going to have Jalen Ramsey. You're still going to have them dudes. I mean, they may lose a couple of key pieces. I hope Leonard Floyd comes back. I hope Leonard Floyd understands he did have a great season this year, 10.5 sacks. Hope he understands that a lot of those sacks came because he's playing next to a guy named Aaron Donald, and Aaron Donald gets a lot of attention, which allows Leonard Floyd to roam and do some great things. So hopefully that defense can come back, not lose too many people, but definitely bringing Matthew Stafford in, man, and adding him to that offense. That's just exciting times for the Los Angeles Rams. So Rams fans can go through this entire offseason excited, happy, anxious. Now, this deal doesn't become official until March 17th, but it's done. You know, they reported it's done. It's done. So Matthew Stafford, L.A. Rams, Jared Goff he's out of here. You know, I wish you all the luck in Detroit, Jared. But I definitely wish Matthew Stafford all the luck in L.A. as he joins our Rams squad. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Matthew Stafford, as far as his playoff record, now he's 0-3. He's been to the playoffs three times and they hadn't won a playoff game since he got there in 2009. But it's not his fault, man. As I said, Detroit just been sorry. They've been absolutely sorry. Hasn't been a good franchise. Hasn't been run well. Running cats off. No one really wants to go there. When they get there, no one wants to stay there. And on the other hand, LA Rams franchise under Snead, McVay, dudes love it. They want to come to LA And not only do they want to come to L.A., they want to come to L.A. and play for the Rams. Then when they get in L.A. to play for the Rams, they love the organization. So it lets you know that the front office executives are liked and respected. Head coaches liked and expected. Assistant coaches are liked and respected. So that's huge. Huge news. Huge moves as we get ready for this Super Bowl coming up. So now the Rams can be, get some of this attention, get some of this talk as everybody get ready to see Tampa Bay take care of Kansas City. And that's the thing about it, man. You see the two teams playing in the Super Bowl this year and almost every year, what they have in common? A great quarterback. You got to have a great quarterback, at least have a good quarterback, a consistently good quarterback, at least have a consistent quarterback. And that's something the Rams hadn't had the last couple of years with Jared Goff. And I don't want to understate, man. Like I said, hey, he led us to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, had an outstanding season. But the last 2 years, we just hadn't seen that Jared Goff, man. And I think he had lost all confidence. And I think that a change of teams and a change of cities and organizations and just a change of scenery might do him some good, because he has the physical tools. He has the physical abilities. We've seen that. He's shown us that. But he lost his confidence, and I don't think he was really going to get it back in L.A. So he's out of here. He's gone to Detroit. We got Matthew Stafford, and I love it. So now you got a superstar on offense, which he would be the only superstar on offense because we don't have one. But we have plenty of superstars on defense. So I love it. I like it. I love it. I like it. I like it. I love it. I'm excited. I think when we got Matthew Stafford, I don't gamble, but the Rams' odds of winning the Super Bowl immediately improved. And, hey, rightfully so. Of course it would. I'm just looking at his numbers, man. You get to the NFL in 2009, my man has already thrown 45,000 yards, 282 touchdowns. I mean, slinging that thing. Now, he has thrown some picks, but, hey, he hadn't thrown more than Jared Goff. Well, he has, because he's been in the NFL longer. Jared just been in the NFL for 5 years, but, hey, it had to be done. Rams fans were wanting it. And let's be honest, it was at least three quarterbacks that Rams fans were hoping for. They were hoping that the Green Bay Packers traded Aaron Rodgers, but that's probably not going to happen. I don't think Aaron really happy with that, but that's not going to happen. I can't see them getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. And the Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has told Houston he want to be up out of there. Now, that's a guy that the Rams, Rams fans and, even myself was hoping that we could get. But now, Deshaun Watson is not coming to L.A., not for next season anyway, because we have our quarterback. So we can just end all that conversation and not even worry about it and look at what Houston is doing or what Deshaun Watson is doing or what Green Bay is doing with Aaron Rodgers, because it's not our business. Our priority now is getting Matthew Stafford in L.A. once this becomes official March 17th to start learning the playbook, get acclimated with his new teammates and his new surroundings, and get ready for this 2021 NFL football season. So it's great. It's outgranding. Outgranding. Matthew Stafford coming to the LA Rams, coming out of that NFC North, which was, wasn't a bad division this year, but it wasn't, a good division this year. The NFC North, the Lions, the Bears, the Vikings. You know how they get down. And now we get him leaving the NFC North, coming to the NFC West. And it should be good times. Should be great times. And I know Rams fans are happy. I know Matthew Stafford is happy. I know probably Jared Goff is happy. I mean, I'm pretty sure he loved it in L.A. Who doesn't like it in L.A.? He gets another chance, another opportunity to start anew. And we get to start anew. And it's going to be good, man. It's going to be very good. That NFC North now. Go ahead on, Jerry. Good luck, man. Now you get to see Minnesota, Chicago. Well, I mean, you see them anyway, though. Green Bay, and not Detroit. Now, Matthew, you come on this side, man. You can join the NFC West, where you can go head to head with Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now we can go into those matchups with a big time quarterback as well. So, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Huge news. Rams trading Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions for quarterback Matthew Stafford. The cold one, Matthew Stafford. Speaking of a cold one, got a special interview this week. NFL receiver, Chicago Bears wide receiver Anthony Miller. Now, had to talk to the young royal. Anthony is a Memphis Tiger. He's a Memphian like I am, but he's a Memphis Tiger like me and Isaac. Anthony been balling out for the Chicago Bears for 3 years, even though they don't give my man the ball enough. Because Trubisky is just, he's sorry, but look, he's not our problem. He's Anthony's problem and the Chicago Bears' problem. But I did want to get Anthony on here because I wanted to ask him. You know, we hear receivers talk about Jalen Ramsey and how good Jalen is and what makes Jalen so good playing the quarterback position. So who better to ask than someone who plays the receiver position in the NFL and that had to face Jalen Ramsey this past season? And, you know, the Rams took care of the Chicago Bears when they did face off prime time. But anyway, Anthony Miller, Chicago Bears, my pleasure to talk to the young royal. What's up, Ramley? Right now, we are joined by, he's a family member. He's me and Isaac's family member, Memphis Tiger, a Memphian, you know, but he's an NFL receiver as well. Chicago Bears wide receiver, Anthony Miller. Anthony, what's up, man? What's
going on, Doc?
How's everything going, my man?
Man, everything going good, man. Just taking one day at a time, man. So,
hey, first of all, I'm glad to have you on, man. You know, I want to ask you some questions, man. You know, because y'all played the Rams this past season, man, and they got in y'all ass pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It was a good game, though. You know, it was prime time.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to ask you about that, and I also ask you about, you know, Jalen Ramsey, man. You being a receiver and he being one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and I want to know, and Rams fans want to know what makes him so good. But before we get into all of that, hey, man, you just had a baby, man. Congratulations, man. Tell us about your baby, man.
Yeah, man. Anthony Miller III, man. Best thing that ever happened to me, man. Every day I wake up, he wake up with a big smile. You know what I'm saying? It's the best job in the world. So I'm enjoying it.
Well, congratulations, man. We got Anthony Miller the first, your dad, who's my guy, Anthony Miller the second, now Anthony Miller the third. Congratulations to you. But first of all, man, Chicago Bears, man, you all had a nice, you know, y'all had a season. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get you to talking about what happened to y'all, because, you know, I say some things about y'all, but I don't want to say some things with you on here. Then they get back to your team. You know what I'm saying? Because I be watching you, man. You know, I mean, right now, I don't want you to say nothing. I'm just saying, I watch the games like, God, man, why won't you look for my guy, A. Miller, man? He open, man. Why won't you throw the ball to my guy, A. Miller, man? And now I know, you know, Chicago Bears, that's your squad. But, you know, Trubisky is that dude. You know, this is just me, Mitch. So if you listening, I ain't messing with you, man, because you don't mess with my boy too much, man. You got to get the young royal the ball. But that on that, y'all played the L.A. Rams this year, man. So it was a nice game. Prime time. They got the best of y'all, man. You know what, you know, the Rams, this season didn't go the way the Rams fans wanted it to go. But what made the Rams so tough when y'all faced them, man?
Well, they had a plan when they came out against us. Against our defense, they came out in this play action offense, you know what I'm saying, a lot of rollout, a lot of movement. So it was because our pass rush, we got one of the best D-lines in the league, and they found out a way to, you know, get around that. So it worked out real well for them.
Now the Rams got a DB, man, that, you know, a lot of people, man, call him a shutdown guy, man. He is. He balls out, man. Jalen Ramsey, arguably the, you know, best cornerback in the NFL. He'll tell you that. Everybody else will tell you that. You hear other receivers saying that. But you facing Jalen, what makes Jalen so good, man?
He talks a lot of trash, but he's a smart corner. That's what, you know, a lot of people fail to realize, you know, he don't make the plays he make without knowing, you know what I'm saying, where the ball finna go, or the concepts of a two receiver, three receiver side route. Like he know his stuff, man. That's why he one of the best. So now,
and he's one of the receivers, man, even though, you know, he had his good size, he got some long arms, man. But he's one of those receivers that do like to talk trash, kind of get you out the game, man. Is that effective against receivers like yourself and other receivers? Because some receivers, I see them get frustrated, man. They just get absolute, you know, they get pissed off, and it totally takes them off of what they're doing, man. Is that effective against guys like yourself and Allen Robinson and other receivers on your squad?
No, guys like me talk back. Like, that's my game. So we could talk all day. So whatever you want to do.
See, that's the thing, though. It's whatever you want to do, because you'll swing on the cat too, man. You need to chill on that, bro. You need your money. First of all, you need your money. You don't just need to be giving up money. So, but I hear you, yeah, man. But, hey, I mean, I love your game, man. I love what you're doing, and I'm extremely proud of your young Royal, and the Rams fans going to know about you this week as well, and the world, man, you know, because this is a worldwide podcast, and we thank everybody, man, for where they download and listen to me and Isaac. But Anthony, man, you know, you're from Memphis. I'm from Memphis. You know, you're the young royal. Your uncle played with me at Memphis. Well, played with me and Isaac at Memphis, Alvin Franklin, you know. But, hey, you always come back home to Memphis, man, and do some great things. Talk about some of the things you got going on this week, because you're always giving back.
Yeah, I'm giving back. I'm giving $15,000 to the Boys and Girls Club today. I've had a good relationship with them. Last time I came, I gave away some gear. I think I gave away some cleats, gloves, and just some shoes and other type clothes, stuff like that. I feel like stuff like that, you know, go a long way in these kids' life. You know what I'm saying? They deal with a lot on the daily. So whatever I could do to, you know, help them out, that's what I'm going to do.
15 bands? I mean, that's – hey, man, salute to that. All praises to the Most High. You kind of hit on it a little bit, but why is it important for you to do that? Because, you know, we from the inner city. We from Memphis. We see things, and we know that people in our community, young people in our community, deal with things and need all the help and support they can get. And that's one of the things that I salute you for doing, because a lot of cats, man, you know, hey, I went to the NFL, and a lot of cats selfish, bro. They only think about themselves, man. But you don't do that. You come back, you do camps, you have the giveaways, you're giving up, you know, you're giving up the 15,000, the 15 bands today to the Boys and Girls Club. That says a lot about how you were raised, though, because you got a great mom, you got a great dad, you got a great support system, great grandmom. Just talk about, man, again, why is that important for you to give back to inner city kids like that?
Yeah, man, I wish I could have had a camp this year. You know what I'm saying? I think that would have been my third camp. And I'd be having so much fun with them kids out there. And, you know, they love, you know, the experience of just being around a NFL player. But I think of myself as a regular guy. But, you know, I come around these kids and their eyes pop, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy what type of influence I have on them. And, you know, like I said, any way I can impact their life, you know what I'm saying, in a positive way, I'm going to do it. So, you know, as I climb this ladder in the league, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, maybe get this next contract and stuff like that, I plan on doing some much bigger things. You know, I'm just getting started. So I'm looking forward to that.
No doubt about it. A regular guy with a not so regular bank account, man. I mean, cause that's just what it is. When you get the lead, you get blessed with that loot and blessed with some other things that I'm extremely proud of. You get a little blessed. Get a lot blessed. Different kind of bank account. But before we get up out of here, man, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Tampa Bay and Kansas City, man. You know, Tom Brady, man. Everybody keep talking about Tom Brady, but you know, if you had to choose somebody that you would want to win or who you think will win. I mean, you ain't even got to give an answer, because cats be asking me that. I'd be like, man, who gives it? Man, my opinion don't give a damn, but I tell you. But if you have somebody that you wanted to win or you think will win, who you going with, man? Not just because you're in the NFC, but let's be straight up with it.
Yeah, straight up, I'm taking Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, man. It's just They so dynamic. They not only do they got a good offense, they got a good defense too. Both sides of the ball is good. But Pat Mahomes, man, like, you could think you got him, you know what I'm saying? Think you got the sack, but he like tossed the ball like underhanded, do whatever, like, and he could throw it 80 yards, you know what I'm saying? And he got all his receivers running at least a low four three. Like, and he got a tight end in Kelce that's he the best in the game. Like, I ain't seen nobody stop him yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got a great team. I think they're going to win it all.
It's good to have a quarterback like that, man. Just spread that thing around and get it to you.
Yeah.
You know, different people and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of different.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
But I got you, man. But one more thing, though, bro, because, I mean, you know, because Rams fans want to know this, man. I know Chicago, what happens in Chicago within the locker room and in the city, not only with you all, but in the city of Chicago, it's a lot of talk about, you know, fans don't be happy with a certain position. The Rams kind of dealing with that now, man, with Jared Goff. They don't, you know, some of them, they ready to kick his ass at the curb, man. You know, and I'm one of those. I don't care about Jared Goff getting mad at me. I balled out so I can say what I want to say. I'm ready for him to roll, too, because my man just too inconsistent, dog. We can't trust him. I know the players always say the right thing, but, you know, me and Isaac and, you know, some other cats, man, you know, greatest show on turf dudes that, you know, that play with Isaac, man. You know, hey, we get on him, man, but how do a team deals with the situation where there may be a lot of talk outside the locker room towards a specific player that fans don't normally like? How do y'all deal with that? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, you all can hear what fans say about certain players on the squad that fans don't like.
We just try to, you know, relay the message to everybody, you know, to just block it out. Coach be saying, like, hey, your blinders on, like the horse wear the blinders when they race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just stay in our lane, you know, try not to let the outside noise get to us really like that. So, but they fans always going to talk. They always going to have something to say. You know, news media outlets always going to have something to say. So, you got to know how to roll with them punches. So,
good advice, man. Good advice. Good. Anything you want to add before we get up out of here, Anthony?
No, man. It's good to see you, man. You know what I'm saying?
You too,
I ain't
man.
Been to the city in a year. It feels good to be back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to enjoy this good food and good company.
You know, man, it's always good to see you, Young Royal. And trust me, man, we're extremely proud of you, man. You represent us well, man. Not only Memphians, man, but black men, young black men, older black men, just us, period, man, and NFL people, man. So if the Rams fans don't know you, if they did know you, they would love you. And hell, man, you me and Isaac's family, so you the Rams family as well, even though you play for the Chicago Bears. That's Anthony Miller. Dog, you an NFL veteran now, bro. You a vet, dog.
Yeah, I'm finna be in year four. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Time be flying. So, hey, it's only finna get better, though. You know what I'm saying? So, stay tuned.
I believe that. Anthony Miller, Chicago Bears NFL superstar to be coming up. Wow, appreciate you, Ant.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, yes, sir. Hey, anything I can do for you, holler at me, man.
I got you. All right.
Well, there you go. My very, very good conversation with Anthony Miller. And hey, appreciate that, Anthony. But that's going to wrap up this edition of Ramblings, a very special edition of Ramblings, because we get to talk about the huge trade. Matthew Stafford, welcome to L.A. Welcome to the Ramley, man. We are looking forward to it. Also looking forward to Isaac Bruce coming back and joining us next week. But that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. Not this week, but any other time. And yours truly, Doc Holliday. Until next week, God willing, we out.